Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was speaking a lot about forgiveness, and I want to recommend to you a little article, just a one-page article in Magnificat magazine, page 429. I want you to see here an example of forgiveness. What happened? Moses the Black, of Ethiopian descent, served a high-ranking Egyptian official. After he swindled his master, he was thrown out of the house, obviously. Then the burly Moses embarked on a true life of crime. He became the leader of a gang that terrorized the countryside. Once, the barking of a shepherd's dog thwarted a theft he had planned. In his anger, Moses swam the Nile River with a knife in his teeth to the shore where the shepherd's flock was pastured. Moses killed four of the rams and towed them to the far shore, where he roasted and ate them. One man, he ate four of them. But then something happened to Moses. No one knows exactly what. He turned up in Skeet at the monastery of Petra, looking to enter as a penitent monk. He wanted an entirely new life. Not surprisingly, Moses could not change all at once. He took on great penances, but still struggled with his passions. At last, he took counsel with Saint Isidore of Pelusium. Isidore brought him to the roof of his monastery as dawn broke. "Look," he said, "it takes some time for the light to drive away the darkness. The soul is no different." Moses was 75 when Berber raiders came down upon the monastery. He helped most of the monks to escape, but remained to face the raiders unharmed, and they slew him at once. Now here's a man who was really quite the terror, but something happened to him and he repented. And in that repentance, when evil came upon him, he was able to endure and he was able to forgive. Brothers and sisters, how likely is that for any of us? You know, we all think, well, this is my right, or that's my right, or this is my own. And it's true, we do need to guard our possessions and the things that are important to us. But at the same time, if someone tries to steal and then they ask forgiveness, are we going to forgive them? Or are we going to carry the grudge all our life? Whenever someone has done something to you objectively wrong, please, please ask for forgiveness. Ask forgiveness and receive their plea for it. If they have the humility to ask for forgiveness, may you have the courage and the peace to grant it, because your God always grants it to those who ask him. Will you do that for me? Will you do that for God? Will you do that for your sake? Because I want to see all of you in heaven. And so today now, let's turn to the readings for today. So now we look at the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert?" They're willing to follow the Lord. They're willing to follow Moses until things get really difficult. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food." How quickly we can move into complaint and anger and backbiting. And in punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents which bit the people so that many of them died. And then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, And the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent, mounted it on a pole, and whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Look at the mercy of God. Even when we've strayed and made such stupid mistakes, but we do, we all do them. But look how God forgave. Not only if he stopped the serpents from biting them, but he healed them. Brothers and sisters, this is a God of love. A God who loves us, who loves you right where you are in the midst of your own difficulties. Forgive others and ask God forgiveness for yourself. That's a wonderful way to start a week or start a month. Forgiving anyone who you feel has hurt you and you in turn forgiving them. Really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to take this reading to heart. Psalm 102 says, Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. That's the prayer we want to give. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. And perhaps you're in great distress right now yourself. Someone just died that you love. You lost your job. You're financially impoverished, whatever the situation may be. Incline your ear to me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute, and not despised their prayer. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, and to release those doomed to die. Brothers and sisters, you know, I just want to say something to you. Here I am, little over, well, a year and a half almost since this stroke. And I really haven't said a whole lot to you on the air. But it's been a very difficult time. And you know, I found myself tempted a couple of times to say, Lord, why did you do this to me? Why did you let this happen to me? But I stopped. And I thought, there's a reason God allowed this. It makes me more dependent on him, makes me come to him more frequently, to call out to him, to ask his help. He is merciful. He's keeping me in a position of where I could become frustrated, but I won't because the Lord loves me, and I know that. And he loves you right where you are, whatever you're bearing, whatever you encounter, trust him. Go to him many times during the day and ask him for help. He will give it. The gospel for today is the gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 21 to 30. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. That I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him." Brothers and sisters, just take a look at your life right now. Right now, right where you are at this moment, if you're listening to this program, just right where you are. How many grudges do you carry? How much anger do you carry? Animosity, lying. What are the sins of which you are guilty? What are the sins of which I'm guilty? Jesus knows our weakness. He knows our sinfulness. Sometimes, you know, we say, "Golly, I did that before I even thought. If I thought, I wouldn't do it again." This is the time to say to the Lord, "Lord, I want to be closer to you. I want to know you're better. I want to be loved by you. I know you love me, but I want to know the love that you have for me." Brothers and sisters, we need to know the love of God. Otherwise, it's a farce if we don't know the love of God. And he wants us to know his love and then to follow him in the way that he loves, that we might be a sign, just a sign of his presence here on earth. We're not going to be perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall. But if we simply go to confession and just say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I will do my best not to do this again. And even if you fall again, Lord, I've fallen again. I'm sorry." Just that is enough. The Lord knows your love for him and your desire for him to follow him. So I want to encourage you to read this gospel. This is the gospel of John chapter 8, verses 21 to 30. I really encourage you to read that. He goes on to say, "They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, 'When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me.'" If that's what Jesus does, and he asks us to do the same, can we not? Of course we can. I always try to take a little time before work begins in a given day, and I'm not back to work yet, but in life, take just a few minutes and say, "Lord, I know that you love me. Let me remember that you are with me. Let me do what you would do in the situation. And give me grace that when I fail, to simply turn to you and repent." God hears that prayer. "The one who sent me," says this gospel reading, "the one who sent me is with me." And God is with me too. And you, God is with us both. "He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Now, only God can say that. Only the Son can say that. But he looks at us, and when he sees our sin, if we're sorry, we're forgiven, and it's gone. And because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. May that be for you too. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.